Good morning, I'm Jim Dewey, and it's time for another View from the Tractor brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. Farmers have begun looking at insuring their 2017 crop. Crop insurance specialist Ethan Cook will tell us more in a moment.
By choosing First Farm Credit Services as your crop insurance provider, you are backed by a team whose sole focus is crop insurance. First Farm Credit Services works year-round on servicing policies and staying up to date with all the changes and regulations impacting crop insurance. With volatile commodity prices, a customized risk management strategy tailored to your farm operation and protection needs has never been more important. Call me, Ethan Cook, at 217-222-4000 today.
Ethan, November 1st signaled the start of enrollment in Farm Bill safety net programs.
That's correct. So at this point in the game right now, we're kind of looking at what the production was for the past year, kind of taking a look to see what their yields were and if there was any claims. In our area this year, the big thing was it was just consistency everywhere. We had excellent stands, and this year contributed probably the best combination of corn and bean yields we've ever seen.
There's been some concern about diplodia. Is that something that you're seeing a lot of?
That's correct, and that was especially prevalent whenever guys first got in the fields and took out some of those fields that were really early planted. It seems like the diplodia was most common in those fields, as well as any acres that were in a corn-on-corn rotation. I do want to mention, as far as the crop insurance goes, we don't start discounting bushels back based off diplodia until damage exceeds 10%. So if you were in one of those situations, it's important that you speak with your crop insurance agent to make sure that everything's getting reported correctly and evaluating if you're going to have a claim or not based on that damage.
How will the harvest this year affect the crop insurance for next year?
Looking at kind of our APHs, it looks like the 2005 crop year will likely drop off for a lot of guys, and that was a good yield. So it was very important this year that we had a good production to at least keep that insurance the same. Whenever we're looking at guarantees, we all know we're in a lower commodity price environment, so it's extremely important to keep that APH high. And with a good production year, it looks like we're going to be able to at least maintain some of those bushel guarantees that we've had in the past.
Prices are very low for corn and soybeans. Will any farmers or many farmers be able to make any claims based on the crop prices?
So this year, it looks like most producers will be fairly hard-pressed to collect anything from the crop insurance program. Kind of a year in review, our spring price for corn was at $3.86, and our harvest price was just set at $3.49 as of yesterday. And although we did increase our trigger yield due to a slightly lower harvest price, in most instances, production has more than enough offset any potential claim they would have. Talking with a lot of producers and doing some production reports we've seen in our office, it seems like yields anywhere from 175 to 210 bushel are pretty commonplace. And there are some outliers north of that average yield where guys have even reported over 220 bushel corn. So the corn is extremely strong. And beans especially in this area, a lot of guys have reported that they're setting farm records for their bean yields. And looking at kind of the pricing situation we ran in from a crop insurance perspective, our soybean spring price was $8.85, and our harvest price came in at $9.75. So based off of no real capture and increased revenue, and on top of that, with just the tremendous yields we've had, it looks like guys will be extremely hard-pressed to collect on the soybean side of things.
And that's the View from the Tractor with Ethan Cook. For all your crop insurance needs, see Ethan Cook at First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.